Governor Cuomo's budget office broke the bad news recently. The budget deficit for the current fiscal year had grown to $350 million, and the projected gap for the new fiscal year would be a $3.5 billion hole if spending were to take place as planned. At first, the governor said he preferred to address the budget deficits as part of larger goals, like dealing with the general economic malaise and trying to create more jobs to generate economic activity that could bring more revenue to the state. But as economic trends continue to worsen, the governor admits that deficit closing steps need to be taken soon.
We are looking at a number of deficit reduction initiatives now that we could undertake, because there's no doubt that the numbers are collapsing, and the numbers are collapsing quickly.
Betsy Lynam, an analyst with the budget watchdog group, the Citizens Budget Commission, says with just one quarter of the fiscal year remaining, though, it's going to be increasingly difficult to find ways to close the gap.
It's very tough in practice to close a gap this late in the year. The new fiscal year is actually starting April 1, 2012, so really only have one quarter left to take action. So typically what you'd see in a deficit reduction plan at this point is some small revenue items perhaps, but with only a few months left in the fiscal year, it's going to be very hard to realize significant savings.
The governor is under increasing pressure to renew the state's income tax surcharge on millionaires, which expires at the end of the year. Lynam thinks the tax should be allowed to end.
Jumping to the tax card right away before we see what the spending needs are is premature.
But Lynam said she's encouraged by news rumored for weeks and reported Tuesday in the Wall Street Journal that the governor is considering a change in the state's tax code, which could result in wealthier New Yorkers paying more taxes. She says addressing the inequalities in the current tax code is fairer than keeping a surcharge that's directly targeted at the rich.
When we look at the whole tax system in New York, there are other things that need to be changed. So the question is, how can you put it together in a way that makes the most sense with the other reforms that might be necessary as well, and not just plunk in that bracket or extend that bracket permanently without a fuller review of the tax system at this point in time?
Cuomo remains opposed to simply renewing the millionaire's tax, saying it sends the wrong message. The governor, when asked by reporters about what steps he planned to take to close the budget gaps, did not rule out any other options, though.
And I'll be discussing those options with the legislative leaders. Informally, certainly, and then depending on what those discussions bear, possibility of a special session.
The mid-year financial report released by Cuomo's budget office says options to close the gap include more cuts to state agencies, delaying payments to local governments and schools, suspension of some construction projects, and even borrowing money short-term to pay for operating expenses. A spokesman for the budget office says there are no plans, though, to delay payments due later in December to schools and local governments. The governor says he'd like to see a special session of the legislature before January to address the growing financial problems, but no date has been set, and so far there's no agreement on what steps to take.
Do we have an agreement on what would be a product from a special session? At this time, no.
The legislature returns for the new session on January 4th, and fiscal issues are expected to dominate the agenda. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.